USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. Trouble brewing for U.S. horseback border agents?
National Border Patrol President Brandon Judd is reporting the Department of Homeland Security has been ordered to punish horseback border agents after no criminal activity was discovered in a nine-month investigation. In September of 2021, President Biden was judge, jury, and executioner of these border agents.
To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay.
Fox News is reporting the CBP will file administrative violations to those people in a matter of days. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stocks were still higher on Wall Street Wednesday, but were swinging up and down following the Federal Reserve's biggest hike to interest rates since 1994 in its quest to beat back inflation. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
House investigators are trying to make a methodical case that Donald Trump's lies about the 2020 election led directly to his supporters' insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The House panel investigating the attack has held the first 2 in a series of hearings, providing its initial findings after a year-long probe and more than 1,000 interviews. The committee has shown clips not only from the attack on the Capitol, but also from its own closed-door interviews with Trump aides who were trying to dissuade him from spreading falsehoods about the election. A judge on Wednesday issued a scathing ruling against the investigator hired by Republicans to look into the 2020 election in Wisconsin, accusing him of unprofessional and misogynistic conduct, forwarding his decision for possible disciplinary action against Michael Gableman. Dane County Circuit Judge Frank Remington ordered that Gableman be fined $2,000 a day until he complies with his earlier ruling. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Republican Georgia's Senate candidate Herschel Walker acknowledged on Wednesday that he has a 10-year-old son whom he has not previously mentioned publicly, a disclosure that draws renewed attention to his previous outspoken calls for fathers to play an active role in the lives of their children. Walker's campaign confirmed the existence of his son after the Daily Beast reported Tuesday that the boy's mother had taken Walker to court in 2014 to establish paternity and to get child support payments. Inflation is at a 40-year high. Stock prices are sinking. The Federal Reserve is making borrowing much costlier, and the economy actually shrank in the first 3 months of this year. Is the United States at risk of enduring another recession just 2 years after emerging from the last one? For now, most economists don't foresee a downturn in the near future. Despite the inflation squeeze, consumers are still spending at a healthy pace. Businesses are investing in equipment and software, reflecting a positive outlook. And the job market is still booming, with hiring strong, layoffs low, and many employers eager for more workers. Newsweek magazine reports that what the stock market does affects more than a person's pocketbook. Researchers found that when the market rises, people feel wealthier, save less, and spend more. And when the market is down, people feel poorer. They save more and spend less. I'm Victor Pohl, USA Radio News.